Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we go into the coup de grace, the final hour of love here on C2C on a Thursday. I'm Pharrell with Carver High in New York City. Make sure you get the Sports Grid app on iOS or Android. It's got the TV side, the radio side. It's got everything, and it's free. You're going to love it. The Sports Grid app. Get it today. Did you know we're streaming on X? Every day, always. Streaming on X at SportsGrid-Live. You can get the Pharrell Coast to Coast and Pharrell on the Bench podcast, two different podcasts, every day, Monday through Friday, on Apple and iTunes and wherever you get podcasts. Let's take a look at the lineup for tonight on Sports Grid TV and Sports Grid Radio. After the show at 6 East, it's Front Office Sports Today. Then at 6:30, it's GTD, Game Time Decisions with the Kevin Walsh. And then at 8, it's the original OG, In Game Live with Scott Wetzel and Dave Sharapan. At 10, it's Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. On Sports Grid Radio at 8 to 10, it's The Institution, Carver and Lisi. All of that tonight on Sports Grid TV and Sports Grid Radio. One sidebar. We like to give sidebars, Carver High. You have a hiring in the NHL.
We do have a hiring in the NHL this afternoon. And that is, we said a couple weeks ago that Anaheim was going to interview Joel Quenneville. I believe it was the first interview he's gotten since the NHL reinstated him and allowed him to get back into the league. He will get that job as Anaheim introduces him this afternoon. Look, Anaheim's a team that they've been bad for a while. I thought they were better this year. We had a lot of nights where they were home at the Duck Pond. They were very spunky with some of these teams. And we both were kind of surprised that they fired Cronin. Obviously, nobody knows who he is, but the team seemed to improve. Maybe they thought they were going to get this guy, and maybe that's why they decided to fire him, because now you take a Stanley Cup winning head coach who's dying to get back in the game, and you put him with that young roster in Anaheim, and that could be a very nice mix for them.
Listen, I hate to say it, but I said this before. He didn't rape anybody, okay? He's a great coach. He got blamed for all of that sex scandal in Chicago. And you got to blame somebody. Bowman took a hit. He took a hit. They all got fired. They all lost their careers for a while. But he is a fantastic coach. I already said it, that he would get hired instantaneously there. Or, you know, I'd take him in Pittsburgh in 5 seconds because I don't have any morals about this stuff. I mean, these kids did this. These players did this. They're the ones that were doing it. You know, it's no different than hazing. You know, they blame the adult. They blame the coach. And these kids are torturing other kids, raping them and everything else. I mean, the same thing happened with that scene with the lacrosse team in the last 2 weeks. They took some kid out in the woods and tortured him, and they're all arrested. They all got, they were going to face felony charges. They all got misdemeanors, which I thought was a joke. But, I, you know, the hockey scandal, not only this, how about in the queue? They can't even convict them, right? They can't even convict them because they can't even get a jury to convict them. They had a hung jury, a mistrial. They can't even get a jury together to convict these kids. But you're going to blame this guy for what happened in Chicago? They've had so many sex scandals now in hockey. It really freaks me out because, you know, I never remembered any of that stuff ever. That, like, players were, you know, raping other players and stuff like that. This stuff's like, you know, in the last 15 years. This stuff, in my view, you never heard of this stuff 25, 30 years ago, Mike. That's all there is to it. When have you ever heard of that happening in an NHL locker room or in a minor league locker room, even ever, until in the last 10 years? Like, it's pervert city out there now. I have no idea what to say. But I, you know, he took the fall, but, and I'm, I don't want to, like, I'm not supporting him. I just think that, you know, let's get real here. He wasn't raping anybody. So blame him all you want. He got hired today and he's back in the NHL. It didn't take long, did it? And I'll tell you another thing. They recycle coaches in that league like nobody's business, including guys that were involved in sex scandals. So take a real good, fat, juicy look at what happened. I mean, the guy got hired. Like, that's like, you know, hiring Jeffrey Dahmer to be your head coach. What is next? I mean, honestly.
Yep, there was a lot of those have come out, that's for sure, over the last 15 years now. A lot, literally about the last 10, I would say. A lot of them happened.
It's amazing to me that the hazing and the torture and the sexual abuse and stuff in sports. And what's happening now in sports with stuff like this is it's demented.
Well, look, I think that it's a lot of have come forward. With it, and I'm not saying that this stuff never happened.
Well, good.
Back in the day, but with the now they've thankfully come forward and started shedding light on it.
Remember this Nasser guy? How about this freak? I mean, they got rid of him. Thank God. Like, you know, you don't realize it until people come forward. So the bravery of those that came forward. But I still am confused as to the mistrial. Like, so get another jury and convict their ass.
Right. They'll get that sorted out. They didn't obviously say what the reasoning was for it, but they had to get rid of that jury. What was it, a day or two into that trial?
It must have been hockey fans.
It's very possible. That all it takes is finding out that one got, you know, Carter Hart to sign his jersey, you know, when he was a kid or something like that. And then suddenly, you know, they're not impartial. There you go. How about baseball now? We've got some games tonight. We've had a lot of afternoon action as well. The Pirates did fire Derek Shelton, which we mentioned at the start of the show a few hours ago. They were 12-26 to start the year. Don Kelly will take over as the interim manager. Can only go up, honestly, from the job that Shelton
did. But I don't think it will.
Can't do any worse.
I don't think it will. This guy is handcuffed. He's got to wear handcuffs because they have no talent and no roster and no nothing. They have ball schemes and that's it. And every time he pitches, they score one run. So he's great. His ERA is great. He's an awesome pitcher. Meanwhile, he is in federal prison. Like, yeah, it's written all over his face. The guy, he'll never admit it, but it's so obvious to me that he hates it there. It's not even funny.
He hates it there. It looks like he's in federal prison every single time. They can't hit either, by the way. They just can't hit.
Oh, my God. Nobody's so awful.
Except Cruz.
So
I mean, Cruz, and even Cruz. I mean, Cruz isn't exactly a 330 hitter either. He hits the ball hard. He can hit homers, but he makes plenty of strikes. He strikes out plenty also, O'Neal Cruz. Let's few things from last night. Yankees beat the Padres 4-3 in 10 innings.
Cover.
Great pitcher's duel for the first 7 innings between Max Fried and Dylan Cease. And then Padres took a lead. Yankees tie it with a Trent Grisham 2-run homer. How good has he been for them? And then in extras, the Uber driver, J.C. Ascara, the backup catcher with the walk-off Sack fly on the Yes Network.
Fly ball left field. This should get it done. Hayward back. Still back. He makes the catch. Tagging Dominguez. He'll score. It's a walk-off sack fly. And the Yankees win 4-3 in 10 innings.
How about that? Like, was he's really an Uber driver, and now he's driving game winners.
You know, he banged around for a while, you know, in baseball. It wasn't happening for him, and he needed to make some money. Before he made the Yankees, he was driving Ubers, you know, in spring training. So now he's with the big club, and he's
that was great last night. And I, Grisham is a badass.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You know, I got to tell you, my guy Freed Chicken, I thought was good again. Like, I think he's been brilliant for the Yankees unnoticed. Like, he's not getting enough juice and love for what he's doing on the bump for them. Every time he goes out, again last night, like, Cease had a no-no going. I thought Freed was excellent as well.
Freed was excellent last night. All he gave up was that homer to Jackson Merrill. And I had told you yesterday, Merrill was what? 3-for-4 off of Freed before last night. So Freed, he had seen him very well in the past, and he took him deep. But Freed now 1.05 ERA. He leads the American League. He has been outstanding. There was a Giancarlo Stanton update, too. I guess he said hello to the reporters.
He's been hitting.
In his street clothes. He hopes to return by June for his elbow issues. All right. Listen, as long as he's playing in October, if they're there,
I'm comfortable with that. If he plays never, and then in October they're in the postseason, and he walks up to the plate every day five times and somehow makes it through the month without dying, I am all on board. Sign me up. My dude's the only guy that plays for the Yankees that hits in October. That's it. And he hits. He rakes.
He rakes. He's the only guy that hits. It's amazing. It really is. Keep him in bubble wrap and then let him go after there. He needs a few at-bats. Some September at-bats would be okay just to get his timing right.
I don't need him now, so like a hole in the head.
No, don't need him now. Dodgers beat the Marlins 10-1. The funny part was we got off the air yesterday, and it was like, remember, Belozo to Clown was pitching great, and it was scoreless in the sixth, and the Dodgers ended up scoring 10 runs after we got over.
And we hit the over.
First team to 25 wins this year. The Phillies beat the Rays 7-0. They've won 8 of their last 10. Reds beat the Braves 4-3. Hunter Green left after 3 innings with a groin injury. Not a good scene for him. Tigers beat the Rockies 8-6 in 10. Angels beat the Blue Jays 5-4. Jorge Soler with the walk-off hit for the Angels on FanDuel Sportsnet.
Line drive. Comes in. Neto's on his way. That time. comes home. It's over. Say goodnight to the Blue Jays. Jorge Soler wins it for the Angels.
Say goodnight to the Bay, huh?
Say goodnight to the Blue Jays. That was pretty good.
That was really
good. Royals. I'll piggyback this with this afternoon. So the Royals won 10-0 this afternoon against the White Sox.
Cover.
They've now won 6 in a row and 15 of their last 17. So the Royals have been playing some real good baseball. By the way, the Red Sox won 5-0 against Texas. But I just saw this come across my desk, so I bring it up to you. So the Devers stuff has started again. We know what happened in spring training about them taking him off third base. He clearly wasn't happy about it.
Right.
Told him he's going to be a DH full-time. So that the first baseman, Casas, got hurt last weekend. Remember, he's out for the season.
What a shame.
With the tournament. So apparently, Craig Breslow, the GM of the Red Sox, went to Devers and asked him about maybe playing first base and getting his glove out and playing first base. And according to this report from Christopher Smith of Massachusetts Live, Devers said it's not the right time. They told him that they didn't want him to just be, they wanted him to just DH. He thinks they should go hit the market for a first baseman. He said he wasn't pleased with the Red Sox for asking him to play first base. He said he doesn't feel the Red Sox stay true to their word. Here we go again with Devers.
Well, look,
and the Red Sox.
Let me add to that too. Okay, and he homered today. So he's there for his bat. And let's face facts. The guy that backed up Casas got injured. The very first game, the guy came in and got injured. So now they have no one at all. They lost Casas. They lost the backup. Now
Gonzalez,
they're asking him to play. What they need to do is they need to get rid of Devers. Even though his bat is money, they need to get rid of him because he doesn't like them anymore at all, that front office. And I don't think he likes Cora anymore either. Now, they got a problem on their hands, without a doubt. This is the second time this guy's like, screw you. And he's like, you know, here you go, a superstar bat. Let's face facts. And he's completely, I mean, this guy's disgruntled city. You might as well just get him a new jersey. Disgruntled. He's not happy at all. So he wants out of Boston. It's pretty obvious to me. Who doesn't?
It is pretty obvious that that's where he wants out at this point. Let's get to tonight that we are going to have. They're going to play the second game of this doubleheader in Colorado. They're finishing up the first game now. It's 10-1 Tigers in the top of the ninth. The second game, this Tanner Gordon is going to be pitching. He's pitched a little bit last year. It's the first time he's getting the ball this year for Colorado. I believe the Montero is going to pitch the second game for Detroit, or at least start it. They have not made that official yet. As of right now, Tigers -190, Rockies +160, and an 11.5 big total as the Tigers have scored a lot of runs.
Well, I mean, these, you know, first of all, they have no idea who's pitching. And that for Colorado. And then the second thing is this guy Montero, he's awful too. So the 11 is live, if you ask me. And then it's got to be Detroit on the run line because the Rockies are hairdryer city. I mean, they just got whacked 10-1 at home. It doesn't matter if they play at home or if they play with themselves. I mean, honestly, they're awful. So like, how do you bet on them? You don't.
Can't do it. The Phillies are in Tampa again against the Rays. Jesus Luzardo against Ryan Pepiot tonight. -155 for the Phillies, +130 for Tampa, and an 8.5.
I like the Phillies again here to win at Steinbrenner with Luzardo. He's been brilliant, a 1.9 ERA, and I think the Rays have trouble scoring tonight. I wouldn't be surprised at all if that puppy stays under.
We have three other games. It's a light Thursday night. And, of course, we will have some long balls for tonight as well. We got to get off the deck after the last couple of days. We got a slow couple of days. We'll get off the deck tonight and start getting some taters cooking.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.
I got a spew news this, Carver. Hi. It's a like childhood loss for me. Chet Lemon passed away today at the age of 70. Chet Lemon was one of the coolest baseball players ever. He used to play for the White Sox his first 7-8 years in the league. He even played in the White Sox softball unis. Remember when they used to wear those awful shorts. Blue and white softball shorts? And he was the coolest player ever. And then he went to the Tigers in around 79, and he finished his career the last 8 years in Detroit. He won a World Series in 84. He was a multiple all-star badass. Chet Lemon gone. They said that he died, his wife, while taking a nap on his recliner. What a way to go, Carver High. At least he was comfortable on the recliner. As you know, I'm a big fan. When I got out of the ICU and the cardiac unit, I had to sleep on a recliner for about 7 or 8 weeks. You get to know that recliner and you start leaning all the way back and watching TV. You can slip into a severe state of sleep and comatosis. And your boy Chet gone too soon. Chet Lemon, a leader of men.
Leader of men, indeed. Rest in peace to Chet. All condolences to his family. All right, three more games tonight. Cincinnati and Atlanta once again. It'll be Nick Lodolo against Spencer Schwellenbach this evening. Braves minus 205, Reds plus $1.70 and an 8.5.
God, that price is just awful. I got to lay a run and a half for plus 111 with the Braves at home at the Truist.
The Blue Jays and the Angels in Anaheim again tonight. The Basset Hound against Jose Soriano, minus 135 for Toronto, plus 115 for the Angels, and an 8.5.
The problem I have, the Basset Hound, I think, has been great. His ERA has been great. He's been fantastic pitching. The problem is that the Blue Jays don't score runs. They stink. All they do is lose. I took the Angels in the first two games of this series. Why not go for the sweep? Give me the Halos tonight again in Orange County. Come on.
Halos again tonight in Orange County. And finally, we finish things off with the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. They will be getting together for a four-gamer in Arizona tonight. I do believe, and I double-checked it with the schedule, this is the first time this year the Dodgers are facing one of the other good teams in the NL West. They have not seen Arizona, the Giants, or the Padres yet this year. That changes tonight. Yamamoto will go for LA. Brandon Pfaadt goes for Arizona, minus 150 for the Dodgers, and a 9.5.
Give me Pfaadt ass and the Snakes as the Dodgers are doing a lot of traveling, flying from Miami to the desert, and then having to turn right around and play the Diamondbacks and face Pfaadt, who's been fantastic. He's 5-2. He's as good right now, basically, as Yamamoto's been. I'll take a stab with the Snakes tonight at that price. Are you kidding me? What am I getting him at? Plus 140? It's ridiculous.
Yep. Plus 140 for the Snakes tonight at home against the Dodgers. All right, how about some long balls? Limited slate, but that doesn't mean we can't get some guys to go deep here for a little tater time. Well, I've actually got a two-pack in Tampa. Wind's blowing out a bit, but seems like a good night for maybe to get some home runs. I'll take Kyle Schwarber. Usually don't go this chalky, but I like him a lot against Pepio. Plus 230 tonight for him. Same game, Junior Caminero against Lizardo at plus 440. I'll go with the Tampa side. Santander tonight in Anaheim for Toronto at plus 360 against Soriano. Mookie Betts against Fott. Some pretty good numbers. Hits 370 off him in his career, and a great number there, plus 560. And I'll go Ellie Bomb tonight. It's been a little while since Ellie's homered. He's still hitting the ball very hard. Schwellenbach's given up a few dingers this year. Plus 630 for Ellie De La Cruz down in Atlanta tonight. So Schwarber, Santander, Caminero, Mookie Betts, and Ellie De La Cruz for the Taters.
It always happens. The bell rings.
Let's ring the bell a lot tonight. We're really looking for a lot of bell ringing here on a Thursday. Sometimes when there's less games, we focus in a little bit better. We can get ourselves cooking. So there you go for tonight. I've got some other football stuff that I'll do in leftovers, although you're probably going to do a lot of pickings with, of course, Adam Kaplan is coming up next with you.
I see they got a new sign up at Wrigley for Pope Leo the 14th already because he's a Cub fan.
Yes.
We're already giving him some love on the north side.
Yep.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Villanova's odds have skyrocketed for next season in college basketball with the news of Pope Leo the 14th being a Villanova alumni. The new Pope from Chicago went to Philly to college, right down the street from Adam Kaplan's crib. He's our NFL insider. He joins us every Thursday on Coast to Coast. You can follow him at Kaplan NFL. He's covered the NFL for almost 30 years like no other. All right, I knew it would come to this. We're going to have a day of reckoning with George Pickens being traded to the Dallas Cowboys this week.
Yeah, and I would ask you this question before you get started. Are you happy being a Steelers fan that he's gone?
I got to be honest with you. No, I thought he was a really talented receiver. And I thought that they, obviously he never had 1,000 yards season. He never had that many touchdowns, but I still believe at the end of the day, he was their most talented, best player on the football field. He really was. Like, who was better than him? No one.
Yeah.
And
no,
they still didn't use him right. Yeah. And I think they butchered it. And I thought they got sick and tired of him and all of his immaturity and bullshack. And I think that's why they traded him. I think they thought that doing a deal with him was going to be painful.
Well, they weren't going to. And Scott, I remember telling you off the air a couple of months ago, I said, I don't know how this is going to work because they're not going to extend his contract. And he's going to be very hard to deal with.
Right.
And there you go. So Scott, the real story here is that both sides, the Cowboys and the Steelers, they had dialogue before the draft. They weren't able to complete the trade. They completed one of the rare trades within a couple weeks after the draft. And Scott, it really came down to this. They were not going to extend his contract. Now, they could have waited, let him walk, and get potentially a third-round compensatory pick down the line. But the problem is because he would not get an extension, he would be hard to handle. He was a handful. Very immature, but very talented. And he's just hard to coach, as I was told by multiple people with the Steelers. So they got what they could. They got decent compensation. In fact, they moved up and around in 2027, and they got a third rounder for next year. So that's not bad compensation for a quality starting receiver. Now, let's fast forward to, before we get to Dallas, what does this look like now for the Steelers? So they move on from his $3.3 million salary. Right now, it's going to be Roman Wilson. Roman Wilson barely played last season due to two injuries. He had the high ankle sprain and then a hamstring strain.
Right.
Now, when they drafted him, they thought he could be a better third receiver, a slot receiver. Now, he's probably going to have to start. They're a very light receiver. Now, I know they're a big, heavy 12 personnel team. What does that mean? two tight ends, two receivers, one back. They're not going to throw the ball a lot, especially if they don't get Aaron Rodgers. It's going to be called hide the quarterback. Don't let him throw it. Run the football as much as they can. And they're hopeful with Caleb Johnson, their rookie running back from Iowa. But the bottom line is, Scott, here, this is going to be a low-octane offense. They're very light at receiver. You and I know they're pretty loaded at tight end. The passing game now could go a little bit more to the tight end than we probably expected to. But their offense now, Scott, it's just going to look different. The passing game's going to look different. Again, they're trying to figure out if, well, they want Aaron Rodgers. That's not the problem. Rodgers still has not made his decision. And now going over to Dallas, this is a fascinating offseason for them. We'll get into some of their offseason moves later. But this is one of those things that Jerry Jones alluded to it. And he I'll give him credit. A lot of us made fun of him. Oh, he keeps talking about these big deals and they're not done. This is a big deal. Their number one need this offseason was to get someone to play opposite CeeDee Lamb. Brandon Cooks walked. He went back where he started with the Saints. So they needed a number two receiver. George Pickens is a big-time playmaker. There's no question about it. And Dallas will throw the ball more than they're going to do in Pittsburgh. So they get that big need. They scratch that off. We'll talk about their odds, which have changed slightly. But this absolutely helps them. In the NFC, Scott, this helps them. This is a major need. Yeah, running back's a little bit of a quagmire. But this absolutely helps them. There's no question about it. They knew this going to the offseason. They had to solve this issue. But sometimes, Scott, when you trade for players, you trade for problems. Right now, there's no talk of them extending this contract. They, too, could decide to walk from him after a season, get a 2027, potentially as high as a third-round compensatory pick. But this helps them, Scott, to move this along here. This helps them get back to the playoffs. They could not go forward with Jalen Tolbert as being their two. He's a good three, but he's not a two.
Well, I think they're going to be certainly more exciting having both of those guys and a guy they pay $60 million to rip the ball down the field in Prescott. I have to ask you, so you already said that Roman Wilson would allegedly be the guy, and then what? Austin, Robert Woods, would they be inclined to look at Amari Cooper since he's still out there on the cheap at some level? Or are they going to go with this, you know, Miller, Skronek, Johnson, McCutcheon lineup of guys that they have in the fold already?
Well, Scott, remember, they made the trade for DK Metcalf, which is yet another reason why the Steelers knew they had to trade Pickens, because Pickens knew that not getting a contract and seeing Metcalf lead them in pass targets was not going to work for him. So, yeah, right now, Scott, I would expect them to add a veteran by training camp. And you mentioned Amari Cooper. He is by far the best guy out there. It's a very slim list. There are only like two or three decent veterans out there. Cooper is a marginal starter at this point, well into his 30s now. He's starting to wind down his career, but the passing game goes through Metcalf. Scott, Calvin Austin, if it goes right now, if the season started today, Calvin Austin would be their three. Wilson would be their two. Metcalf would be their one. You mentioned Ben Skoranek. He's a blocking receiver. He's a backup X receiver. But to me, Pat Freiermuth is the guy who's going to get a major increase in targets if they don't sign anyone significant. And again, Amari Cooper at this point, even if they did sign him, he's not going to be a high-volume pass target. It's going to go through DK Metcalf, who, remember, got a mega contract extension.
Well, so I have to ask you again for the 15th time, what is the deal with Aaron Rodgers? Like, what in the Sam hell is going on with this guy? The other night he's at the Met Gala and people are saying he got married. Like, so, he said he's got a lot going on in his personal life. So at what point do they cut the rope?
They're not going to. My understanding has been, as of this week still, they're in it with him. They're going to wait on him. We know that Mason Rudolph is the answer at quarterback if Rodgers doesn't sign there. I don't agree with their assessment of Mason Rudolph. He's an okay backup. You could get away with 3 to 4 games, maybe six to be your starter. If you want to be a playoff team, Mason Rudolph cannot be the starting quarterback. And they're going to wait for Rodgers. That's my understanding. It has been. Now, you're right, Scott. He's made it clear that he's dealing with something off the field. He's not talking about it. It's not out there. But the bottom line is they're willing to wait for him to answer your question. They're absolutely willing to wait for him.
So let's talk about all these other moves that the Cowboys have made in their offseason. I mean, I think that Pickens move is right to the head of the class, because these other ones, I'm not that overwhelmed by.
Yeah, and Scott, part of their aggression and free agency is because what they've been dealing with in their division, they see the Commanders come out of nowhere and pushed that division. Okay, yes, the Eagles won the Super Bowl, but they are now the Commanders are now that up and coming team. They've been so bad for so long. Now that they are a bona fide playoff team, and the Giants have had a very aggressive offseason. They've improved the roster. But when you look at the Cowboys situation, okay, they made a minor trade for Joe Milton from the Patriots. He's a big arm quarterback, but it's very raw. They made the trade. They acquired Kenneth Murray, who's a talented former first-round pick for the Chargers. They got him from the Titans. They made the trade with Kyer Elam, who was a major disappointment for being a former first-round pick for the Bills. So they've been aggressive this offseason. You know, typically, in the last 10 years, Jerry Jones, not very aggressive in free agency. They were aggressive. They're trying to make a run in this NFC East where no one has won back-to-back since 2004.
So when we come back, we're going to take a look at how this deal changes things in terms of odds in the NFC East and win totals in the NFC East and odds in the AFC North and odds in the AFC win totals as we press on after the Pickens deal to Dallas on Coast to Coast with Adam Kaplan on a Thursday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We're talking to Adam Kaplan, our NFL insider on C2C. So now that Pickens is with the Cowboys, and God only knows how it'll go, you know, I think he'll produce for them. I think he'll go over 1,000 for them because I think Prescott, Lamb, and Pickens will light it up. So how does it change the odds for who is going to win the NFC East and win totals? Because you've said this 30 times on this show. Nobody's repeated in that division since before Christ.
It's one of the strangest divisional records I've ever heard, where no one's won it back-to-back since 2004 when the Eagles were in the midst of winning four divisional championships in a row. But yeah, Scott, and also we'll also look at the statistical numbers next week about what Pickens is projected to do. But yeah, the Eagles now, they were on Tuesday before the trade, they were -175 to win the NFC East. Now they're 165, so it moves slightly. The Commanders are still +225. The Cowboys on Tuesday were +800 before the trade. After the trade, they're +750. The Giants moved slightly. Not that it really matters. They were +3,500, the longest odds of any team, and then now they're +3,300. But the bottom line with the Cowboys, this, and I agree with you, their passing game should be phenomenal. Defensively, they're going for a change with Matt Eberflus, the former Bears head coach. It's going to look different on defense. They're not the most talented team on defense. They've underachieved. They've gone through a lot of defensive changes over the years. But, yeah, they're not winning that division. The question to me is, if you're a Commanders fan or a someone who's saying, you know what, since no one's won that division back-to-back since 2004, if you want to back the Commanders, do you wait to see if it moves to +250? I say get it now because the Commanders, Scott, are going to be that hype team at +225.
So tell me about the Goddard deal, how it shook out, because there was talk of the Eagles and Howie dealing Goddard away after they won the Super Bowl and in the entire offseason. How did the rework deal go?
Yeah, so here's what I'm told. They actually tried to trade him. It's absolutely true. They actually gave her permission to seek a trade. Goddard wasn't looking to get traded. The Eagles told him that, listen, we're going to give you permission to seek a trade here because we're looking to move your contract. They were looking to move the $15.25 million. There were some teams interested, but the problem with Goddard in a trade is getting him to agree to a deal, and that wasn't going to happen. So he's going to stay. Now, Scott, the Eagles have seven tight ends on the roster. They didn't have a someone who could replace him had they traded him, but what the Eagles did this offseason, Scott, is interesting. They win the Super Bowl, but they were looking to shed cash. It had nothing to do with the salary cap. They were looking to move as much cash as they could. They cut Darius Slay. They moved on from him. They moved on from a bunch of players this offseason. They traded C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who's a terrific safety. They moved his $8.5 million. So, yeah, they did some interesting things this offseason. They lost five starters on defense, Scott. And honestly, that minus 165, I know there are a lot of bandwagon Eagle fans out there. The best value in the NFC East is the Commanders at plus 225.
Okay, so let's talk about win totals in the division. Yeah. The Eagles are at 11.5. And then, you know, from there, Commanders, Cowboys, Giants. The Cowboys are 7.5. Is that even with Pickens? And then Giants are just 5.5. But they're excited about what they have in, Dart. And then I don't know if he'll play, but he might. But Carter's definitely going to be. They've already told Carter, I saw in meetings, they had him study five positions, even though he's an edge.
Yeah. So Scott, let's start with the Eagles. Their total is 11.5. The over's minus 118. The under's is minus 102. The Commanders are, the over is minus 120. And that's, by the way, that is at 9.5. The under is plus 100. The Cowboys are 7.5. That win total is over minus 130 plus 110 on the under. You spoke of the Giants. I love this over. Call me crazy. The over plus 120, the under minus 145 at 5.5 wins, that's not a bad roster. Okay, do I see them getting 9 wins or more over 500? No, but 5.5? They're getting over 5.5, and you're getting
you're right.
In the plus territory. I love that one at over 5.5.
I think you're right, and I think Russell Wilson can win 6 or 7 games at worst. We already saw him do that with the Steelers. Let me ask you now about the AFC North, because first of all, what was your thoughts on Justin Tucker getting cut? And you still have the Ravens obviously favored or going away in the division.
Yeah, I believe they would have cut him even if they didn't draft a kicker, to be honest with you. Everything I heard of the offseason was you knew about the allegations against him. But the big thing is he struggled last season. And they were not going to pay him what he was making before, so they moved on from him. Yeah, so that was expected. Now, by the way, their odds are the same. They're still minus 135 to win the division. The AFC North, the Bengals are plus 200. The Steelers, by the way, they're still plus 600. They were plus 600 before this trade and without Aaron Rodgers, and the Browns are plus 3,000. The Ravens, to me, are still shoo-in. They have the best roster, and they should win that division rather easily.
All right, so win totals. Ravens, 11.5. Bengals, 9.5. Steelers, 8.5. Browns, 4.5.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. If they don't get Rodgers, I like the under 8.5. The Ravens at 11.5. The over is minus 118. The under is minus 102. But your Steelers, you and I nailed that over 7.5 last year. Right after the draft, we knew that was a mispriced number. I actually like it to go under 8.5. We know about Tomlin being over 500. But Mason Rudolph is not going to be a quarterback with a winning record if Rodgers retires and does not play. I don't see it anyway, shape, or form.
Let me tell you this. So I went to the Ravens game that they won 18-16 last year at Pittsburgh. And I saw with my own eyes, I saw Justin Tucker miss 2 field goals in a game for the first time in his entire career. I saw that guy miss 2 field goals in one game. You can't even make that up. You never saw that guy miss ever.
I know. He was not the same kicker. You remember Chip Lowmiller? Remember he was like the best ever? There's a shelf life for kickers, and Tucker's on the way down.
All right. It sounds to me like Adam's going to go see the Phillies play the Pirates next week. It's very exciting a development. We'll keep an eye on that. Adam, great job. Thanks, buddy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Casino, America's social casino.
Speaking of leftovers, let's take a look at the Steelers receiving room.
Yeah, you had sent me this earlier. That is leftovers. After DK Metcalf, it's thin. Calvin Austin, Robert Woods, Roman Wilson, Scotty Miller, Ben Skoranek, Brandon Johnson, Lance McCutcheon.
Who?
Unbelievable, that list. I talked to you about this yesterday, and somebody actually put the hard data out on it. Wide receivers in the last 20 years, Tomlin's been there, obviously, that have left the team, none of them have had more success at their next stop. Antonio Brown, Mike Wallace, Antonio Holmes, Juju Smith-Schuster, George Pickens now will be the next, Deontay Johnson, Martavius Bryant, and Chase Claypool. All of their yards per game dropped in their next stops. All of them. Every single one. So, of course, Pickens will have to try to stop that as he goes down to Dallas for his next stop.
But let's calm down about Pickens. I think he's super talented, but he never had 1,000 yards.
No, he did not. No,
that's
he did
bottom
not.
Line. That's the number you have to hit in this league to even be considered worthy of money.
The Carolina Panthers released Jadeveon Clowney. Finished. He's been bouncing around a lot the last couple of years. Mike Woodson has a new job after being fired from Indiana. He will be on the Sacramento Kings bench as one of their assistant coaches. In fact, their lead assistant coach.
Doug Christie's on the assistant head coach. Yeah.
End of the line for Utah quarterback Cam Rising. I know he wanted to try to get, people thought he was going to get like a 20th year of eligibility to be the quarterback. But unfortunately for him, medical retirement, he got a hand injury that's never going to get better. So Cam, unfortunately, won't be playing more football
honestly,
anywhere.
How long can a guy stick around?
It was a while for Cam. PGA of America will be randomly giving away Ryder Cup tickets to New York residents. Where do I got to go for that?
Like, Versa. Can I find out where they Versa. Are? They'll go down there to the it's Versa possible. Bar and hand them out. I think it'd be a good idea.
Is this
going to
be like at golf courses, people playing golf? Like, I'm assuming that's where they're going. It didn't really say
PGA
specifically.
Tour store. I mean, you go there and,
maybe,
and use a simulator.
I got one of those. I got one of those by me. 15 minutes
who
away.
Doesn't?
I can go check them out. 5-time gold medalist Sue Bird will be the first managing director of USA Basketball for the women's team. So Sue Bird with a new job. now.
They always come up with jobs for these star players when they retire and don't matter anymore. Have you noticed that? They got to give them some kind of powerful job, and there you go.
Here's in our having a bad day department, although I guess this has probably been stretched out longer than a day because this has been going on for a while. Byron Scott, of course, Laker legend, accused of sexually assaulting a 15-year-old girl 38 years ago while he was a member of the Lakers. I believe 1986, Scotty, or 87, right around there.
Can we get a statue of Pharrellitations? Mafia, look into the lawyer and see. How in God's name can you pluck somebody 38 years later out of nowhere? Like, is that not like old news? No. How does that come about?
I'm not a lawyer, but I believe I think every state has different legal ramifications with that. Every state is different.
All right, for all the finish, sure. Of course, everyone excited about the new Pope, Pope Leo the 14th styling, went to Villanova, used to go to keg parties at the fraternity house. McDonald's McCrispy strips have arrived. I am surprised that Carver High did not include photos of any food that we always try to push on this show. I mean, McCrispy dipping strips? Are you kidding me? It's as good as Popeyes. MS-13 member, the Antichrist. He'll be locked up for 55 years for this savage quadruple machete massacre in Long Island Park. The Antichrist has finally been arrested. Ex-NFL player Kevin Ware Jr. sentenced to 30 years for murdering his girlfriend. And to finish it off, burned her corpse. What is happening here? Human remains discovered in a creepy abandoned New Hampshire shed belonging to the fugitive of the week, a sex offender that they call the fugitive of the week. I am officially creeped out. Front Office Sports Today is next, then GTD, then In Game Live,
I'll
then Sports
myself.
Get the Pharrell Labs for Pharrell. See you tomorrow at 3.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.